This is the Iconic Wealth Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, empowering visionary female entrepreneurs from around the globe to develop their business and wealth strategies so they grow their income, make more impact, and influence others along the way. Let's build your legacy and make a difference today. Welcome back to the podcast. This is a special edition all around acknowledging International Women's Day. So a lot of powerful messages have come out from various International Women's Day events, which were just too good to pass up not sharing on this podcast. With my own views, obviously, and experience as well, I'm going to incorporate some of these. But I want to start off with an amazing event I was at where we talked about one of the most powerful messages around passing on the baton. And it was from Debbie from NatWest. She's one of the biggest advocates I know for women inclusivity, around empowering women to build businesses they love and bridging the finance gap as well. But what this was all about was stepping up in relation to yourself. So stepping up, celebrating your successes, celebrating your achievements, really owning and envisioning your mission and your purpose and what you want to do so that actually other women coming up behind you can do the same. So she calls it passing the baton because you're passing the baton over to someone else to shine their light, literally coming through, coming up behind you for the next incredible woman that you know. And why is this really important? Well, you think about it, from generational wealth, it's always women that obviously have led, that have opened up doors to us today to give us advantages that we have now that they didn't have before. So like being able to vote, like having our own bank accounts, which we never had before, like having the freedom to travel, having our own passports and things like that, like being able to even just go into the local pub where you couldn't get served before. So it's those little things that women before us have led the path by a sense of achievement, by a sense of purpose, by a sense of passion. They've opened up doors to us now that we never had before. So it's your time to open up the door. What are you doing? Because there's still so much work to do. When we think about gender pay gap, we think about things like women that are receiving still less funding. So we know that getting a loan, getting funding, getting grants, getting joint venture people to help you with your business and VCs to invest and angel investors, things like that, there's still a massive gap around women. Women having that total financial independence, we know there's still an education gap when it comes to wealth because I know for a fact that, like I said, one in four women in the UK are still going to be facing poverty in retirement despite more women starting to earn more money, them having their own businesses, generating that income. They're still way behind, partly because women still invest 40% less than men do. And why is that? Generally, just because they lack education. They don't take risks necessarily. The language and the process for investing is quite confusing sometimes. They've never been educated on the jargon. They don't understand how to use potentially some of the platforms. And it's an education thing that we need to break through and we need to change. And those were the figures really that kicked my butt, excuse the expression, to start a movement around Iconic Wealth for Women to start more conversations around money and wealth. Because what I want to see is that money is talked about normally. So women talking about investing is normal. Talking about our pensions, we don't shy away from it. We talk about what are we doing to make our money work harder for ourselves? Are we investing in property? Are we acquiring new businesses so we can scale faster? What are the things that I want to see become the norm within women? And so my goal was to start all these conversations, to inspire women to realize there's more out there that they can do, because we want women to build more wealth. Because if women build more wealth, they do good things. And I'm often heard saying, if good women earn good money, they do good things. And whether that's starting from an investment where you're starting maybe even just from 20 quid a month or 30 quid a month, and you're going up to that 500 or 2,000 a month, wherever you're starting from, It's helping women to realize they can invest, but also there's different strategies that work for them. Whether they're very risk adverse, there is an investment strategy that works for you. If you're a bit more of a risk taker, there's opportunities for you out there. So no matter where you are at the moment, we need to shift this gap in relation to our wealth and our financial independence, because down the track, there's not really going to be those pensions that are going to make us survive. The average pension now, you really can't live on if you want to live some sort of lifestyle rather than just survive. So we need to start educating now to change what women are doing, because lots more women are coming through and earning incredible money, but they've still got nothing to show for it. And I saw an amazing post from a seven-figure earner yesterday on Instagram, and she was saying how she's earned $1 million for the last literally 4 years in a row, and she has nothing to show for it, nothing. And that's the sort of thing we're going to start to see coming through for women at the moment, because they're not necessarily educated around how they can make their money work harder for them, how they build those assets, how they invest for long-term compounding effects. So that million that they're earning, even if they took 100,000 of that, they could turn it into another million in a few years. So we need to change this. So for me, that's my pass the baton. What's your pass the baton? What are you here to do? What are you here to do in the world that you know that you need to step out? You need to play a bigger game. You need to make a bigger impact so that you can pass the baton for someone else behind you to come through, change their lives. So one of the core messages from the day of speakers that I massively trust was trusting your own gut. What are you here to do? What is it? No matter what happens in the world, you know you want to get that done. So mine is somewhere along the line, I know I'm meant to impact women and wealth, whether that's developing more income like I do in my business, or whether that's developing generational wealth so women have amazing lifestyles in retirement, that they're not reliant on their partners. You know, I talked to another incredible lady yesterday. She's 42 years old, just got divorced, not a penny to her name. And she never put any money away for herself, ever. And again, how do we stop this happening? How do we stop women just saying, oh, don't worry, the guys have got it? Or, you know, my husband's pension will make me survive. It won't in this day and age. So we need to change that. I know in my gut I'm here to do that. And I'm looking at ways I can do that even more moving forward in the future. So what's that one thing that you know deep down that you're here to do? So Iffy shared an incredible message on her stage. Her first big, deep knowing was that she knew she had to dance. So she had this burning desire to dance. She walked in a dance room and she knew it was for her, despite being told she couldn't dance. She was stiff as a board. She had no rhythm, no movement. Despite all of that, she knew she wanted to dance. And so she kept going back. She kept learning. She kept going into it no matter what. And she made a success of that. Holly from Team GB, Team Olympic Team GB, talked about sharing her knowing for pushing boundaries in sport and joining the men's football team, going deep into hockey so that she could lead an industry of change around women doing men's type sports. So she knew deep down she had to play a part in this, and she got support, luckily, around her. But no matter what, whether she got knocked back, whether she got laughed at, whether people have these things that happen to them, roadblocks, detours, anything that gets stuck in your way, they don't let it stop them. They were stories of resilience and not giving up. So what's your story of resilience where you're not giving up? You've got to keep going no matter whether you get knocked down, whether you get laughed at, whether you get talked about by others, whether you get, I don't know, social media trolls, whatever it is, you've got to keep going because you know your passion is bigger than you. They have a deep-rooted belief that they were here to do more, to be more, and to create more. Are you living your truth? Or are you still playing maybe just a little bit small? And that's okay if you are, but let's smash through that. Let's recognize it. How can we play a bigger vision and create a legacy? So first of all, it starts with building that vision, understanding you. So I know a couple of people use the Ikigai profile to help really dig deep into who you are, what do you stand for, what are you meant to be? So I know two of my big passions I'm meant to change in this world. One of them is that all women should have some sort of financial independence, whether that's through creating a business that gives them the cash flow they need, whether that's creating investing, whatever it is, I believe every woman on this planet should have financial independence. Why? So they have freedom of choice. So they can choose to be with the partner that they love if they want to be, or they can choose to get out of a situation if they need to be. They can choose to go and travel the world if they decide that that's what they're going to do. They can choose to support their family. So for me, it's about freedom of choice. That is one of my massive passions. I know I'm here in this planet to do, to create more financial independence for women. My other one is around loneliness, which I've just started really building, is to create a community, a movement to stop loneliness in the world. I have a massive fear of loneliness. And I share that with really good friends. I don't really share that publicly, but when I lost my brother very young, I had a very deep relationship with my brother. I lost him when I was 21. He died, unfortunately, when he was just 23. And ever since then, I've had this massive fear of loneliness in the fact that I don't have any other family around me. I don't have any really grandkids coming up. I have a grandson, which is on another side of my brother's family, which I don't see very much of, which is a real shame, but I'm getting to know him even more. But I had a real kind of what happens if my parents go, that's it. And it was a real deep-seated fear of loneliness, going, who's going to look after me in my old age? So what did I start to do? I started to look at, I need to support myself. I need to know I'm comfortable in my retirement. I need to know I've got a place to live in. I've got the funds to pay for my own care. And I really, really started to build this big vision of like, initially it was a big vision of, and then it was a plan. And now I've literally taken a chunk out of that plan. I'm halfway to where I need to be. But now I've put it on paper and I created that plan. It gave me back control. It gave me control of my financial future. It gave me control of that fear of loneliness. But the other thing is not doing it alone. So I highly, highly, one of the big messages that come out of the event was don't go it alone. You know, when women come together and we are such a powerful being, when we all come together and support each other. So, you know, I see a lot of this and I'm going to talk about it on this podcast. I don't know why this is a bit of a ranty podcast, but it annoys me so much when I watch social media and it's these little digs and these little digs of women commenting about other women. And it's time to stop. There is no need for it. If you want to say something about someone, either say it to their face or don't say it at all. Simple as that. Get over these little digs, these little smart ass comments. I see them all the time in relation to social media where someone's worked with someone and maybe they're not happy. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Stop bringing other women down. If you want to write something positive. If you want to comment something positive, or don't comment at all. That's what I say. It's time women supported women and stop bringing other women down. You know, whether they've had a huge success or whether they're doing something better than you or whether whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you've got nothing good to say, don't say it. Because I truly believe it's time women supported women. Now, I am not the most open around collaborations and I'm very careful who I let into my circle. I'm very protective of who I get into my closer inner network. But when I do, I support them throughout. I give everything to helping other women do and succeed to whatever they want to succeed. So it's really easy to not get involved or play a what I call a high-level, small-minded game. So it's time women started to delve deeper. It's time to go past that fakeness, the top level, the top insecurities, and start to really build how powerful we all are when we all come together. And one of the events I was at on Friday was incredible because of that. Literally, normally running several different groups, came together and made this one massive event. It was incredible. In a very short space of time, we had resources we needed. We had donations. We had sponsors. We had raffle prizes. We had speakers. We had stages. We had platforms, everything in a very short space of time. It was incredible. So women coming together are very, very powerful. So don't go it alone. We grow stronger but bigger when we do it together. So where's your support team? Who are you collaborating with? Are you in a mastermind like mine? Got to add that one in. Who helps you, supports you, calls you out when you need it the most? Don't go it alone. We're here to support, so connect with us. And then the last thing I'm going to leave you with is remember, you've got to do the work. So if you want to play a bigger game, if you want to make a impact, if you want to create that vision and life that you truly desire and you want to build your legacy, it starts with building the muscles you need to start. So for Iffy, it was the metatarsal muscle on her foot because she wanted to be able to stand up on her toes. She got to the studio every day before anyone else and started to build her metatarsal muscle. Can't say it out loud again. And it was the repetitive process to master what she wanted to do because she knew she had to stand out from the crowd. So what's the thing that you need to do for your business or your life that you're not doing over and over again to master it? And whether you enjoy it or not. So again, you have to sometimes do the things you don't enjoy to build the muscle to get to the things that you truly desire. So it's easy to ignore them. It's easy to avoid them. It's even easier not to get started at all and stay in your own comfort zone. But let's think about it. It could be getting on camera like this. Are you not getting your message out there when you need to? It might be speaking in front of others. Do you need to get up on stage and you're scared and you're petrified? How are you going to break that? How are you going to start it? Are you going to start with a small group? Are you going to start with online? Are you going to start with camera? How are you going to build that muscle to get in front and get your message out there? It could be finishing the book you've always wanted to write. Yes, I have one of those. It's nearly there. Or maybe you're just starting to make some sales. Maybe it's the sales process you have to fall in love with. And I know most people go, oh, not sales, I hate sales, but sales are just helping people. Sales are the thing that's going to give you the income to actually go out there and make an impact. Also, without sales and without helping someone, you are not changing someone else's life with your gift. So sales is such a valuable word. If you don't like the word, change it, reframe it, do whatever. But you've got to be selling, because if you're not selling and you're not selling your service and you're not doing what you set out to do, whether that is selling your speaking on stage, whether that's selling your book, whether that's selling your services, whatever it is, you've got to be selling to make an impact, because you can't change someone else's life unless you get out there and make it happen. So the last message is around, like I said, you've got to build that muscle. You've got to do the things maybe that are outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you have fear around doing them. Maybe you're like, oh, I'm not quite good at that. Get good at it. Get help. Get the support that you need to get good at what you need to do to make it happen. So that's my rant. That's turned into a bit more of a rant than a deep appreciation for International Women's Day. But I get so frustrated watching the most incredible, gorgeous women sitting on the sidelines playing too small. And normally it's because that I know deep down, if they ask themselves the question, why are they playing a smaller game? And because it's they're avoiding the thing they know they should be doing the most. And it's the thing that'll get them the most results, whether that's picking up the phone, talking to a potential client, whether that's doing a webinar and getting out in front of people, whether that's speaking, whether that is building your list, whether that is putting out a new offer you have. It's the thing they're often avoiding the most that will get them the most results. So it's time to play a bigger game. It's time to pass that baton. If you don't get up and pass your baton, how on earth are you going to support the women behind you coming through? So that's my special kind of International Women's Day podcast today. Mini rant apologies, but I knew I was going to get passionate about this very, very topic, because building women's financial independence for me is my big mission. That's what I'm here to do, is to support you. So whether that is understanding how you can charge more, whether that's understanding how to build another income stream, recurring revenue, which is what I do in my business, or getting you to take a step to taking a risk outside your comfort zone, putting your 50 quid into an investment pot. Maybe it's buying your first property if you want to invest in property. Whatever it is, we want to build your long-term wealth. That's what we're here for. And there's so much more coming as part of this community. I hope you're part of the community. Make sure you get onto our list. There should be links below this video. Get onto our list, get into our network. There is so much more coming around this topic moving forward. This is my bigger game. So stay tuned for so much stuff that's coming. And hopefully, if you're hearing this, you'll join us in London on the 12th of June. We will put the waitlist below this video so you can join us on the 12th of June in London for our live annual conference. Be there, be in the network with these incredible women doing amazing things. So I hope to speak to you soon, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Iconic Wealth for Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, available on Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast listening providers. If this episode has been valuable to you, please share it with a friend or leave a review. And don't forget to grab any downloads below.